Conscious Collaboration brings together entrepreneurs, change makers, and thought leaders. We aim to highlight the people that embody the idea of aligned mind, body, and business. Each week, we share, discuss, and learn from the various experiences and ideas of our guest experts. Through our discovery, we find a path to an aligned mind, body, and business.
What up, y'all? This is Emily.
And I'm Lisa. And we are the Conscious Collaboration. How you doing, Emily?
Oh, I'm doing all kinds of ways.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. I'm all kinds of spun out because we covered every single topic.
Spinning out, bro?
Yeah. We covered so many topics in our pre-chat. What was that?
Skirt, like a spin out.
Oh. Skirt. Oh my gosh. You did that with
Is
your...
that what it was sounding like?
Yeah.
With my face. Yeah, it is.
I thought you did that with your face. That wasn't a sound effect from like your phone. Wow. Maybe you should do voiceovers as like another gig.
Maybe. I'm constantly getting like random voices. Oh. Maybe that's more of a disorder.
Yes. Well, so like in our pre-chat, we covered
disorder or talent
so much. Yeah. Speaking of disorder,
that should be our next topic. Rapid fire, talent or disorder. Go.
Yeah. So we just covered so much that couldn't land on really a topic, you know, whether we want to talk about AI or solar plexus or all, you know, what it could be. We thought it would be great to boil down towards a check-in on what's happening and what we can talk about in this episode using the I Ching. And it was really interesting. So we wanted to hold true to the cards that we pulled in the pre-chat. And we pulled this lovely card here. So if you have access to YouTube.
The middle finger.
So it's not the middle finger, but it looks like it, right?
Sure,
it's the energy of returning, which is earth above and thunder below.
That's total but middle finger energy. It looks like I'm back.
But it looks like, yeah, because there's a lot of action in it, right? It's like,
yeah.
It's like the middle finger times infinity. It's just being multiplied, ooh, but in a happy way.
Yes, I love that.
You see that? Yes. Kind of also looks like stalagmites or a peacock tail, but I see a hand.
No, it looks like fireworks and F-bombs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, in a positive way. And then shifting into insights that we can carry forward to help us in this energy is youthful folly. I mean, we just like to talk about youthful folly anyway. And I think that's part of our collaboration together, Emily. Youthful folly.
Follies for sure.
Folly. I think we tried to inject some youthfulness into our working together, which can be beneficial and how to move forward. So I was talking a little bit about the energy of returning, and it's not very often that I pull on this energy, but I see it most often occurring when there's a big turning point, like a divorce. In fact, it's come up several times in divorce or separation situations returning. And without reading into the text of the I Ching, I know this means a reconnecting or returning to self.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my own words. That's paraphrasing what I understand of the energy. But the text of this translation talks about a turning point that recharges you and brings success. And it's associated with turning darkness towards a light. And in nature, it's talking about the winter solstice turning into the daylight savings, or like that we call it over here, daylight starts to increase after the winter solstice. So it's the cusp of a turnaround. It's time for letting go of the old and making way for the new.
Well, what perfect timing for that? That just happened.
Right. That's why, that just affirms that this is the energy that we're in right now, right? Mm-hmm. It's a time for.
I like to divorce from that 5 p.m. darkness.
Yeah.
For sure. Keeping in mind that also if you're trying to apply this to you and you're like, well, I'm not getting divorced or I've never been married, what a divorce does not have to just mean like a legal, like a marriage. You can divorce from anything.
Right. We were talking about
an idea, a way of thinking, like anything.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about it. It's connected with in tarot, tower moments. Mm-hmm. So it's like letting go of a structure that you believe so strongly in and put a lot of effort, time and energy into building, and now it's just wiped out. But the only way that you can start towards this turning point towards success, and everybody's probably in this place right now, you've probably been or have been in a state where you're just wanting to rest, completely rest. And that's necessary to be able to recharge. It's just the unplug, take, it might be a little bit uncomfortable. You might be a little bit moving a lot slower. And the advice here is not to move too fast, as new momentum is just beginning. And it requires your energy to be recharged so that your life force is not depleted prematurely. And so it's that allowing energy to renew itself naturally and organically and being strengthened by that rest. And it could be, you might be recuperating from an illness, it says in here. Yeah, Emily says. It might be regaining trust after experiencing an estrangement. So those that are in have just experienced separation or divorce, learning to trust.
Trust in your body as well. Like
in your body. Yeah. New relationships, certainly after the splitting apart of old ones, means, you know, being trusting of new patterns to develop and not projecting your past onto the present. Mm-hmm. And looking at the change lines, it's a pretty significant, like from the top, from the heavens divine, or, you know, the, you know, omnipresent energy that it is. It says blind obstinacy brings misfortune because opportunities available to the open-minded are lost when rigid pride prevails. Once a golden opportunity has been missed, trying to recreate it will not work. The best course of action is such a situation to be humble, let go, and learn from your mistakes. So not being arrogant and I've been here before and I know all the answers, but really be more of a follower of, you know, advice, signs, synchronicities, natural course of action. So I think that's interesting too.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kind of makes me think of like how we always talk about force versus power and the vacillation of masculine and feminine energy. And sometimes we're pushing and sometimes we're resting. And it's like sometimes we have a hard time seeing when we're at the point of pushing too much. And so, you know, if you don't kind of make that call yourself, then your body or the universe or, you know, whatever combination of the two, makes sense in your scenario will make that change for you, but, or, you know, impose that rest upon you forcefully.
Exactly.
So, but it's a good, you know, as long as you can, see what's happening and accept what's happening and you don't continue to try to resist, you know, you listen to the signs and synchronicities and the information that you're getting, then you can take that and actually, you know, get the most out of that rest period and not extend it to an amount of time that's going to be problematic.
Do you know when we got this energy before? It was way back when we very first started doing this podcast. I think it was called like the comeback or something. That might have been a year back. To see if it fell in the same timeline or like you in the
spring. Yeah. Well, it does just make sense for spring, you know, for springtime. Like that's kind of the deal. Like you've been hibernating, right? In theory, and it's kind of time to break that new soil and sprout your middle fingers.
Yeah.
Through, I mean, it is, to the sunshine.
I think when we were talking about that too, it was the same kind of energy going on. So like, and also lucky girl syndrome, and we might have talked about it a little bit too. It says achieving success the first time is, you know, more of, you know, could be perceived as good luck. But when you come back after a failure or disappointment, it indicates true strength of character. So following the example of people that you see do this is going to be really helpful. To help you get rid of any egocentric ties that you have to how things are being mapped out. Having some self-control and discipline while you're getting back on course is a good idea, you know, within reason, not being too controlling, but just, staying the course and steady. So there's just two significant change lines, nothing too crazy. There might have been a lot of changey activity. There might have been a lot of crazy activity with changes leading up to this. But now it's settling down. So there's just two major areas that are a little unstable in the hexagram, which should feel pretty good. Actually, there's three. And the first is within self.
At the Conscious Collaboration Podcast, we are proud affiliates of Atapa medical grade red light therapy devices. Red light therapy boasts a long list of clinically proven benefits, many that I and many of my clients have experienced firsthand. You can be sure that you'll be able to train harder, recover faster, and sleep better with Atapa red light therapy. Visit myatapa.com, myatapa.com, or use the link in our Instagram bio to shop with the code COLLAB15, that's COLLAB15, for a discount on your device.
But that's really refreshing, because I think a lot of people have been feeling the world's like upside down and unknown and anywhere in between. And now it's like, okay, I'm regaining a little bit of a sense of control. I got forced into rest. I know a lot of people I talked to over the weekend were still in their pajamas in midday when I started talking that to them on the phone. And it was like, everybody was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So this talks about like within self, we might think, you know, some people have it easy and lucky, but everybody suffers setbacks from time to time. And some lucky people suffer small ones early in life and learn that they can survive a period of collapse. And in this case, minor setbacks are a little more than an inconvenience, just kind of like a little bump in the road, but serves to build character as long as proper action is taken before things decline too far. So, I mean, keep in mind that everybody goes through these ebbs and flows in energy, and you're not always going to be at 100% best all the time. But having perseverance and returning back to that road that you were on is going to lead you to good fortune in this energy that we're all experiencing of returning. So I like it. I mean, it's like a rumble beneath the earth and describing that earth above and thunder below.
Well, everybody falls repeatedly, right? It's just how many times you get back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it helps to also just like be less afraid of making mistakes. And if you're going to make all the mistakes at the very beginning, it's like, okay, be okay with that. But it's going to feel more disruptive if you're showing some restraint and to the point where you're controlling yourself and not allowing things to progress the way they should.
Mm-hmm.
So this youthful folly, I think, is really interesting. We've gotten this a few times too before. We want to be careful in youthful folly that we're not too rebellious and carefree that we forget that we're supposed to be perseverant. But there are benefits to this youthful folly. And you can see in this artwork that was created, it shows like a lot of pastel colors. It almost looks like a flower blooming. It kind of looks like a birth scene at the same time.
It does.
Right?
It definitely does.
So that's connected with children and creativity.
Rebirth and spring, yeah. And all that. It kind of goes with that. And it reminded me of, so like the, you know, yes, youthful folly, youthful exuberance, but not to get too like out of hand with it. It actually reminds me of the concept of reverse dieting. And of course, doing the bodybuilding, this is where my mind goes, I guess. But so to sum that up, it's like, all right, you know, you do this, you know, very structured diet process to, you know, get yourself to your stage appearance, to your stage physique. Well, then once show day is over, you know, of course, depending on what you've got planned for afterwards, but say you don't have, you know, another show planned in the near future. Although the temptation might just be to go completely in the other direction, right? Because you've been, you know, so in some cases restrictive or so structured for so long, that's actually like the worst thing you could do. You'd be priming yourself to take on excess body fat and feel like shit and all sorts of other things. So, you know, it's in your benefit to, yes, obviously come out of, you know, quite low calories, but to do it in an organized and planned fashion so that your body has a chance to, you know, adapt again to go that way without the negative consequences of just completely going bananas. So that's kind of what that reminds me of, just as applied to life. Like, okay, like, yeah, you feel you're coming back and you feel yourself on the comeback, but like, if you're just like, oh man, I feel better than I felt in a long time, and then you overexert yourself, you could end up, you know, either injuring yourself or, you know, burning right back out again or whatever. So yes, come back out in the other direction, but be cool about it. Like,
yeah, it's like, just because
be reckless.
Because if you're feeling youthful, you might be like, oh, I'm indestructible. Well, you're not.
Reckless. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Like the crazy teenager, the invincible teenager.
Right.
Kind of vibe.
Yeah. But direct your energy wisely. It talks about, you know, just recapping a lot of what you said. It talks about, yeah, it's important going through these experiences that we delight in learning. But nourish our expanding awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Observe with how you deal with mistakes of yourself and of others. Let people live their own lives. Stop trying to convince everybody that you're right. It's just exhausting. Just allow everybody, I guess, in terms of acceptance of yourself and of the other people around you. Care for others without forcing attention. It's just harmful if you're trying to like care someone into seeing your point of view. And in synopsis, that energy is more of a live and let learn. So being excited to learn in the experience is one cool way to look at youthful folly. You know, everything is new, so you're seeing it with the first time. And there's no putting anything in a box or a frame of reference because you've done it a million times. But youthful folly can also be that imperception as well, too. So I think the more experience and the older we get and the more repetitions we have of certain things, we come to expect certain outcomes. And it limits our ability to have creativity and joy, or to create new experiences.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I like that. That from coming from the nutrition and fitness world, because you can get kind of extreme. I would imagine a lot of people get extreme.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Especially if they don't have, you know, a good plan in place.
Yeah, it's like letting the letting the kids out of the cage, go outside and play.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. some of them just go ape.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe even more often than not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think while initially Emily and I were pulling this energy, you know, just to come up with our topic, ended up being a really good check-in perhaps with everybody out there. If you're feeling like a recharging, a regaining of your energy after maybe a shakeup, it could have happened recently or a little bit further in the past, but now you're regrouping.
Or it could have been a bunch of them.
Could have been a bunch. It could have been
shakeup after shakeup. Yeah, that's definitely been the theme of a season for a while. Tower moments. Yeah. And I mean, we've been talking about tower moments and clearing the way for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, I heard from a lot of people, you know, it doesn't matter when you're listening to us, but in real time, February was a real doozy for a lot of people and of things, unknown things happening, not planned for things happening, out of the blue things happening. So I think we can all feel more confident and try to reframe ourselves from putting a box around any situation that happens moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Try to have a little more, inject more youthful folly into it in terms of creativity.
I think that works too for upcoming on Aries season, which should be in the next couple of days here.
Yes, I like Aries
season. That's the youthful, most youthful energy of the zodiac.
Yeah, lots of like Aries, like often depicted like as a warrior.
Yeah.
Just like full speed ahead.
Charge.
Champion, the
ram,
whatever it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And it's the fool. The fool in the tarot.
It's always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So that lines
get
up.
Get foolish.
Yeah. There's probably a song in there that we could inject. I can't think of it right this time. But anyway, so if you are experiencing a bit of returning yourself, we'd love to hear about it inside of the Conscious Collaboration Collective in our closed and private Facebook group. You can meet up with us there. You can find us in all the social media. And we really appreciate everybody listening and your comments and feedback and sharing any episode that you find that could help a friend or a colleague or a collaborative partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people do that. And it's really cool to hear, you know, someone being turned on to listening to the podcast because it helps someone else. So that's really cool. And we love to hear it. So let us know. Because we're not psychic, but we like the feedback. Right? So, all right.
For sure.
Thanks for hanging out, Emily. Go run with your youthful folly. Yes.
Will do. You do the same.
I'll talk to you in 5. I'll send you some Instagram reels.
Yes.
In between.
Let's do it. Talk to you in 5. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank y'all so much for listening to our podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends so they can join our circle of collaboration on this journey. You can find us on Instagram at Conscious Collaboration Podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, and Audible, to name a few. Please join us next time for another deep dive into how you can live life in more alignment. Mind, body, and business. Send us your questions and comments in our DMs or email us at consciouscollaborationpodcast@gmail.com. See you in 5 minutes.